The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmuller, with you on this Tuesday, 24 August 2021. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on out there with real estate, isn't there? We got the payoffs over the plandemic. We've got supply chain problems and human labor problems. People are making more money sitting home collecting unemployment that they shouldn't be eligible for because the government shouldn't have done what they did to us through this pandemic. And the story goes on. By the way, I'd heard today, and I'm researching this out. Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration, okayed Pfizer, said, yep, we approve and license this vaccine. Well, from what I'm seeing and reading so far, it's not really an approval. It's just an extension of their emergency vaccine. My question was one of liability. You know, remember Ford making Pinots when you hit it the rear end too hard, it kind of blew up in a ball of flame? they didn't get exempted from building a fire trap, did they? No, they didn't. But there's people that seem to think that, well, as long as you got the administrative state behind you, you can do any damn thing you want to. One small problem, though. We got this thing called a constitution that's really caused them a lot of problems. On today's program, I've been waiting to do this. And I had him on once before, Ron O'Donnell. He is a JD. Ron, what's the difference between a JD and just a regular lawyer?
Okay, that's a good question. Hi, everybody. It's Ron. That question can be answered very, very easily. A JD has a doctorate in law and is what is called a student of the law, a lifelong student of the law.
Ah.
Now, many law instructors are not. Now we'll go with the other one. The Chicago Trade Union, called the American Bar Association, who has taken total control of the court system in the United States starting back in 1850. And it's nothing other than a trade union. 85% and higher are Democratic attorneys. A lot of people refer to it as the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they mean. They're sitting on the court benches. The attorneys are hired by all the government, you know, various municipalities, et cetera, and they're all working in conjunction with Wall Street today.
Well, and Ron, I would not say that they were the deep state. They are the actors for the deep state. The deep state are actually the globalists that want to take things over and run things and come up with their own laws and this, that, and the other. I like what you said about a student of law, because there are people, what do you want to be? I want to be a contract lawyer. I want to be this kind of lawyer, that kind of lawyer. Well, we have an administrative state that has just grown lawyerships like, fungus in a damp, dark environment. And we have different types of lawyers out there doing different things. Overall, attorneys get a bad rap. Most people treat attorneys like they do politicians. Do I really need them? Do I really trust them? Because in law school, you don't learn about the law or the intent of the law. All you learn is procedure. That's it. Here's how you do your job. Now go on, take your certificate, and go on out there and cause some mayhem. Or no, go protect somebody and charge them $200 an hour. Ron, we are at the point right now that people are frustrated beyond belief. And what we have seen since 2008, oh, that's right, that little thing, what did they call that, the mortgage-backed security thing? Oh,
The worldwide financial crisis.
The worldwide financial crisis, that's right. And what was the reason for that?
Well, they called the citizens of the United States subprime borrowers. We were categorized as subprime, like subhuman. And we were handed in our mortgages a bunch of, well, for the monkeys, you know, they'll eat whatever you hand them. They even told us we were subprime borrowers. But yet we'll lend you the money. But then now that we lent you that money, you just became... You are a voluntary servant of the banking system.
Well, and in actuality, they're not loaning you anything. What you're doing is creating a credit line, and you're signing a contract and putting your John Hancock on it, and you actually created the line of credit. They didn't give you anything. You knocked on their door, they handed you a piece of paper and said, here, sign this. Okay, here's the paperwork. The real estate company will handle. By the way, I didn't mention this prior to the program or the last time I had you on. There's another little trick bag when you go to a realtor to buy a house. Now, a lot of people have been out there pushing the envelope as far as what kind of commissions they'll collect or this, that, and the other. But there's something that every real estate agent does when they're making this paperwork out. They go file it with the county, and then magically it's recorded and you're set up for property taxes. I don't give a damn if you've got a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage, you pay it off in 2 days. You still have to keep paying your property taxes on that property rather than you being able, as the purchaser, now keep in mind, folks, nobody else helped you gather the money to go out and buy a house that's obviously got to sit on a piece of land, otherwise it's a sandcastle in the air, which I'm beginning to think the whole scam is. But suffice to say, they go out there and get you into the trick bag rather than you being able to get a loyal title to your property. If you buy a piece of property, why do you have to keep paying taxes on it for the privilege of just living on the piece of land that you purchased? That has always amazed me, Ron.
Well, it's amazed me also. Let me explain. And I hate to go back this, but I told you, you know, I have been licensed since 1978 by the California Department of Real Estate. I've written books, etc., to teach the subjects of real estate law, which I did in 4 different colleges. Real estate finance, real estate principles, real estate practices, real estate appraisal. Since 1978, I think that's going on 43 years. And what they fail to tell people, even the real estate agents are innocent because they're not educated about this. They just do what they're told. They are provided the forms by the National Association of Realtors, and they don't even know how to read them. My own daughter doesn't. I'll be honest with you, she's brilliant. She just does what she's told, and that's all she can do. She's limited. But what they don't talk about is that what you're saying a Lodeo title, what you're trying to say is fee simple absolute.
Okay.
That's the law. And anything short of that is called fee simple subject to condition subsequent. In this case, it would be you took a mortgage on the property. That's a condition subsequent. And your goal is to attain fee simple title, which you're calling a Lodeo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is a process, and it goes all the way down to life estates, and it, you know, reaches all the way down to unlawfully possessing a property, and they call you a bum. So all the way from being the king, just imagine knighthood and who's a baron, and that whole process was translated into our modern, back then, in around 1930, when they started the Federal Reserve Board, they took all those fancy words out and made up their own dictionary. This was, you know, this stems from English law, because whether you like it or not, when the Americans came to America, they came primarily from England, and they brought with them what is called English common law. By the way, the laws that they brought with them when they started this country, you know, you can't believe it today, but yeah, slavery was legal. In fact, when you look at it, Hamilton was an orphan from the Virgin Islands, that he was the banker because the slaves were coming in the Southern Hemisphere, from all countries across Africa. Even there were Arab slaves, there were white slaves. His job was to go ahead and take in all those foreign currencies and then set a value of what is a African currency worth as opposed to what a peso is worth as opposed to what is a dollar worth. Well, Washington heard about him, an orphan now. He had no parents. And he wasn't a slave trader. He was, the banker, and brought him up to New York. And that's what started Wall Street. There were three, when Wall Street was started, there were three.
Whoa, stop. You're telling me that Hamilton, on the exchange rate stuff, operated in New York, and that was the birth of Wall Street?
Well, what I'm saying is he was before Wall Street. It was called the tree meeting, of which the traders could only trade three, we'll call them modernly, stocks. They could only invest in only three. Now, you know, our stock exchange today has thousands and thousands of stocks.
Sure.
And other investments. But back then there were three. There was one that you could invest in the United States Treasury. Two, you could invest in, believe it or not, J.P. Morgan Chase, before it was called J.P. Morgan Chase. That was the only private stock available. The other two were government, and it just fails me for the moment, but then they call the second one. And that is what they started the First National Bank of the United States. Lasted 20 years. Failed. That was the Jackson administration. Remember Jackson, President Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
He was opposed to this organization. He wanted the original currencies of the United States to remain in gold and silver. And he did not want these paper currencies coming from all around the world to be established value, especially since the value was based on slavery that he was 100% opposed to. Jackson. Well, they called him, they demonized Jackson. But he did swear when he got in office he was going to end this banking system.
Well, I think the quote that's attributed to him, I will rout the vipers out.
Sean's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm trying to give you this history of slavery and how it began. And actually, they had to import a guy from the Virgin Islands. By the way, back then it wasn't part of the United States. We had 13 colonies, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was very intelligent in banking. And when he got to Wall Street, Hamilton, there was always the argument. Hamilton banking versus Jefferson agrarianism. That was the big argument in Wall Street at the time, you know, before it was called Wall Street. It was called the tree. And what was that argument about? Jefferson and his, you know, faction wanted America to be the breadbasket of the world. And that was his goal for America, because we had such an abundant, beautiful land, and the crops, unheard of anywhere in Europe, could be grown here because we had all the different climates and we had the perfect place to have plantations and, you know, perfect food. And he believed we could make a living just supplying the entire world with food because it was scarce, which explains the Chinese spice trade and the Indian spice trade, the Indian tea company and all that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we could do it right here. We don't need to manufacture weapons, which is the Hamiltonian argument.
Right.
And where did that stem from? War. It started with this country, and there were two factions. So now knowing that, we had a civil war in this country over the same damn issue. It was always the southern states who weren't part of the United States yet. And then when they did become part of the United States, they resisted the New York banks from coming in and confiscating their properties and their farms and their way of life. And who did it? The New York banking system. The New York, and you have to call it the New York regimen, they were financed by these banks. And they weren't these, there was one. Well, you know, this is culminating in where we are today, but let me get there first. The way the war was financed by the bank, that one bank, they lent the U.S. government, they manufactured the guns and the weapons and the cannons and the boats, and the government was broke. But what happened here was the government signed promissory notes to them. And by the way, them were countries from all around the world. We call it the Rothschilds today. But basically, England, Spain, France, all the other countries, even Russia, invested into this one company, and they were happy not to invade our country any longer. They were happy just to get a profit off the amount of money that could be made on our, I call it our continent. And they didn't even have to come over here and fight anymore. Wars, or so they thought. And, well, then comes the War of 1812, if you recall, when we started to revolt, and England came over and said, we're going to teach you guys a lesson. And they won that War of 1812. They burned down Washington, D.C., and therein lies the treaty, which is the foundation for the establishment of the Federal Reserve Board.
All right, let's hold on here. Okay. That's 1812. Federal Reserve came into being in 1913.
I think that was the foundation for the Federal Reserve.
All right, let's pick it up. Ron, let's pick it up from there. Ron O'Donnell is my guest today. We're talking about mortgages, which in French literally means death grip.
here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I remember years ago, Ron, up in Detroit, they had a newscaster. His name was Mort Krim. And what this TV station decided to do, because it was right on the Detroit River, they went 50, 60 miles into Canada, so they decided, well, we're going to advertise Mort Krim in Canada. Well, what they didn't realize that in French, Mort means death. So as people are driving by looking at this billboard, they're thinking, Death Krim?
Yeah, I don't want to be named Mort. I'm 70 years old. I'm gonna, call me the Rising Sun. I'd rather be, right.
All right, 18. Oh, please enlighten me on this subject. The birth of the Federal Reserve actually happened around 1812.
What I'm saying. That was the foundation.
Right.
They were struggling throughout history to become established. They weren't in existence until, I think, 1917. And that happened to be at the very same time as the turmoil going on in Europe regarding World War I. And they always operate in times of trouble, when things are unsettled, when they operate in the dark, behind the scenes.
Well, if you look at it from their viewpoint, it's just good business. They're there to loan, to build. They're there to loan the money for the implements to destroy, and then they're there to loan the money to rebuild. It's just good business sense.
Well, guess what? When we're talking about secret agents from Europe, we can interpret that as the Rothschilds and their dominions.
And I give you the real deep state.
That's what's going on even then. Now here we are, 2021. It never stopped. Don't kid yourself. When they founded this country, they just snuck in. Okay, we're going to go ahead and federalize, you know, our country and call it the United States of America, because there were 13 independent states. And they said, well, we're going to, you know, they weren't going to approve it. And they said, no, wait, here's what we'll do. We'll call it a limiting document, the establishment of the United States of America. A limiting document, constitutionally, the establishment of the federal government was limited, and the state rights were permitted to retain their own dominance of their state.
And hence they did so by putting on paper, each state has its own constitution.
Exactly. It's called the federal versus state rights argument. And today, modernly, in foreclosures, notice, and I just do federal, but in state foreclosures, the state's authority supersedes the federal authority. Because if you notice, the federal government doesn't have the right to foreclose. Each individual state's laws pertain to that foreclosure issue. Some are different than others. We have judicial states, which means a foreclosure requires a judge. And then states like mine and Washington, the state of Washington, are non-judicial foreclosure states, which means simply that we don't need a judge here. We're all going to do it based on the contract that you signed at the time when you signed that mortgage agreement. And by the way, a trustee, non-lawyer or lawyer, but certainly not in any branch of the judicial, executive, or legislative powers granted under the United States Constitution, are determining whether or not they wish to sell your mortgage and your home out from under you, and whether or not they wish, and they have no judicial scrutiny. So here you get a notice in the mail, we're taking your house. Why? You're behind. No, I'm not. Then most of the time people are. But no, I'm not. And then they say, well, we don't care. Here's what our records show. It shows you're behind. Well, who gave them to you? Well, the banker gave them to us. We're finding now that that never happened. Okay? Yes, you were late on payments, but they don't have any records. They just initiate the foreclosure, and they don't have to have it. In California here, it's a crime. You have 30 days, and then they accelerate the entire loan, and then you're out in California within another 30 days. Yeah, unless in a non-judicial foreclosure state, the individual homeowner, property owner, files a lawsuit and gets an injunction, they call it a temporary restraining order against the sale, you'll be out 30 days after you get the notice. And I honestly should have known, but I don't know what Texas is, whether it's judicial or non-judicial. I really don't. But my guess is it's judicial.
All right. We hear that bumper music. We've got to take this bottom of the hour break. My guest today, Ron O'Donnell, been a lawyer for a lot of years, and he's in there helping people that somebody sends you a notice or whatever and says, hey, we're foreclosing on your house. My guest goes, really? Let me see the paperwork.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons.
And you get to go to the company store and the company bank, and how's your life? We're talking with Ronald Donald today. By the way, we did a little bit more digging on the route for mortgage here. Mort or death, the term comes from the old French and the Latin before that to literally mean death pledge. You know, and before we move on here, there's always one thing that always fascinated me. And this is this compounded interest thing. And I think I mentioned it to you the last time you're on with me. Maybe I didn't. But we all have, okay, well, we have different forms of mortgages out there. We have 30-year fixed mortgages, or we got adjustable rate mortgages, which a lot of people got in serious trouble with, bought way over what they could come up with to repay these banker bastards. But suffice to say, I always wondered why somebody didn't come in and say, well, okay, Well, okay, we're going to charge you a percentage, but we're not going to charge you compound interest. Say that you want to take out a 10-year or 15-year note with us. This is the fee that we'll charge you, but we're not going to compound the interest, hoping rather than people wasting their money. Notice how in mortgages, folks, everything is front-loaded with paying that interest first, and then eventually you get around to paying the principal. Why? Because it's a ginormous amount, and they want to fleece you before they turn that property over and reinstitute more profit off of selling it to somebody else. At any rate, have you ever been asked that question, Ron?
Over and over and over. And I always tell people, put your mathematic brain on and look up Rule of 88. Rule of 88, you guys better write this down, says that your first payment is basically 88% interest and 12% principal. And then when you get 30 years out, it reverses to the last payment is 100% principal and zero mortgage interest. So that's 30 years later. So if you go in default in the first 7 years, you haven't even touched your principal. You people don't realize when you, I'm going to use round numbers, $100,000 loan. 30 years later, you paid back $300,000. So basically, you paid three times what you borrowed.
And they called that the American dream.
Yeah.
It's the American.
In other words,
yeah.
That's $200,000 for the bankers to give you the right and the privilege to have a roof over your head.
Over money that they really didn't loan you because you've opened up your own line of credit. And they loaned that line of credit to you. You created that credit line, in other words.
Well, you created a promissory note.
Mm-hmm.
In your promissory note, you didn't know what a mortgage meant. It meant death grip. You agreed to it. It made you, at that moment, a voluntary servitude. That was a voluntary servitude agreement. I pledged my life for 30 years to you people, but please give me a roof over my head.
Well, and I figured out why they engineered it that way. Do you not think? I mean, folks, think about this. And this bugged me for years. I'm going, you got to pay back three, four times the amount on a amount of money to get into a house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember growing up in Pennsylvania. There was a lot of people in Pennsylvania that didn't deal with the bankers. So what did they do? Well, they eked out some money, bought a piece of land, and they would build their house from the basement up.
And that was called a homestead.
That was called a homestead. And what? And I, as a kid driving around the hills of Pennsylvania,
where I grew up.
Exactly. You grew up in Mount Pleasant, a couple of miles from Greensburg, where I was born, and a couple of miles in Greensburg from you. Ron Paul was also born. But at any rate, I digress. Look. Looking at this little mortgage game, you know, I kept thinking to myself, why three times the amount? You know, I mean, that's a long time to pay for a house, you know, for only $100,000. But in Pennsylvania, as you said, the homestead, a lot of people ran out of money. They started to raise families. They're living in this basement with a roof on it. And that was the extent, that's as far as the property development went. You know what I'm talking about. You'd seen hundreds of them.
I grew up in it.
That's right.
We had shotguns at our front door. They called us hillbillies. That's okay. I'm a hillbilly. I'm proud of being a hillbilly.
Well, actually, in more refined circles, we're termed ridge runners.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, and by the way, Ron, I want you to pronounce my name the Pennsylvanian way, and that's John. Like Dawn.
Dawn.
Yeah. I remember that as a kid.
French-American Indian War in there. Jean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Bolivar. How about that?
So here we got the wonderful bankers, and I love the fact that Wall Street, they're not only bankers, folks, they're Madison Avenue. Why do you think Madison Avenue is centered in New York City? They're there to sell you the dream, and the bankers are there to loan you, quote-unquote, loan you the money to achieve your dreams. But what it turns into is a 30-year nightmare. And as
please, John, I don't want to interrupt, but I'm going to here. I have to.
Please.
They all had permission from the U.S. Treasury to create that phony money. And that's why I call them agents of the Treasury. That's why, example, Bank of America, N.A., National Association, that is licensed by the U.S. Treasury, which all leads me back to why shouldn't the U.S. Treasury not be included in any foreclosure defense since they are financing it? They are when you walk into a courtroom and you're defending yourself, I just want to tell the listeners, the guy foreclosing on you is getting his check from FHFA, Federal Housing Financing Agency, that supervises Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA. They're controlled by Homeland Security, and Homeland Security is the military for the U.S. Treasury. So there is a connection.
Whoa. Boy, you just spit out a mouthful there, my friend.
It's true.
You know, I
have not said a word it's not true. I won't, ever.
What amazes me, remember the little banking crisis that crept into our lives back in 2008?
You mean the worldwide financial crisis? Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You're exactly right. The Rockefeller Reset Plan. Yeah. And the first thing that was mentioned was Fannie and Freddie Mac. But
because they failed. And they were taken over by the Treasury under conservatorship by FHFA and were supervised by Homeland Security as they are today. To this very day, that guy foreclosing on you gets his license to be there. He's an attorney. I am not. He's an attorney representing them, and we are homeowners protecting our people. I can't shout it loud enough. Know who's there? Guess who else is paid in that room? The bailiff, the sheriff, the secretary for the judge, and the judge himself all get their paychecks directly or indirectly from the U.S. Treasury. The only person that is not represented in a illegal foreclosure is the property owner. And once you get that through your head, and you walk through those doors and know what you're walking into, you've just met the Treasury Department. People say, well, where is it located? It's located where you're walking into, because everyone there works for them. They get their monthly paycheck, weekly paycheck from the Treasury. In fact, I've seen filings in foreclosures where they accidentally use the U.S. Treasury check to pay the filing fees multiple times.
You know, the only, I think, experience and the only awakening the American people had as to who's paying who and drawing on what accounts is when you file your federal income taxes and you get a refund. Where does
Take a step above. Right now, anyone listening, please do this for yourself and for Americans, because it'll be taken down once I announce it. Go on right now, Google, capital letters, FNMA space, servicing space, guide. And that is an 877-page document that tells you how they're getting paid, how much they get paid, when they get paid, the process for being paid, and the oath they have to take of secrecy. And I'll bet you by the time we hang up this show, it'll be gone. So do it while you have a moment.
Well, while you're mentioning that, Mike, do me a favor. Go to what the man said. Find the FNMA servicing guide.
No. Let me be very specific. It's called the Fannie Mae Servicing Guide. And it goes under the code, of course, FN, like in Nancy, the
Wait a minute. Did we just lose you?
I know, I'm having a senior moment. Just a moment. I don't want to screw this up. FN, like in Nancy, MA guide. That's their acronym for Fannie Mae.
Okay.
But if you look under Fannie Mae, there is no such thing. They use this code, FNMA servicing guide.
Okay, Mike, do me a favor. Find that, create a file for it, download it, because I want to keep that for printing out in the future. Because
by the way,
yes,
that guide will be taken down once they hear this show, and they will. And it's 877 pages to print out. It tells and describes every fee the Treasury Department is going to pay the attorneys for filing a motion, the attorneys for changing the locks on your door. $50 I found per lock. They describe it all the way down to winterizing the home. The servicing company does the winterizing, and they give a contract to somebody. They submit the contract to the servicing people, which is, you know, Aquin and companies like that. And then they get reimbursed.
Oh, that's who my mortgage used to be through. It was through Aquin.
They started the new one now. Because Aquin went under.
Yeah.
What is it? Did you get PHH?
Yep.
Like I did?
PHH.
Yeah, how do I know?
Well, I hope the ex is listening to the program today.
What she needs to do is calm down, you know? And I tried to tell my ex the same thing. Like, we got to quit our personal throwing darts at each other and shooting at each other and start working together, at least financially. And that, I tell everybody out there, you guys got to work together, you got to get your heads together, and you've got to protect your financial interest, and you're a property owner, for God's sake, defend it. And if you're not going to defend it, you're going to look just like those people in Afghanistan jumping on planes that didn't have the guts to defend their own country. And that's what we're going to look like here.
Well, you know what Klaus Schwab said? Klaus Schwab said that, you know what? By 2030, you're not going to own anything, and you're going to be glad of it.
And you'll be taking more drugs, you know.
Well, however you alleviate or try to slip
well,
into...
Well, that's why you'll be glad, you know. You don't give a damn, because, you know, you've got your rap music and what else? Oh, my God, you know.
Yeah, the big cultural movers and shakers that have been promoted. Yeah,
don't get me started on
the rap clap trap here. Don't get me started on the cultural deficiency that's going on in this country. You can't out talk me, sir. You might be a lawyer, but I'm the talk show host.
300,000 Afghan soldiers ran like children when they heard that the Taliban was coming.
Yeah,
we paid them $1 trillion to defend their country, while we have millions homeless in our country.
But don't worry. We're going to get a taste of the coward. I mean, the people that wouldn't defend their own country.
JoJo is
going to allow them unvetted into the United States.
JoJo already said he's going to send them $3 more billion.
Well,
and I have people right here in my state that are homeless, and they don't get $3 billion. What's up with that? But $1 trillion for these Afghanistan people, and I have never been there. I don't know them. I have no issues with them. Do what you want to do there.
Yeah.
But I'm here in my country. I was born here. And damn it, I do give a shit what happens
here.
I swear.
Whoa, he just dropped the capital S with a hit.
Oh, they'll censor me now.
No, I'm... No, I... We have families that listen to this show. And yeah. So at any rate.
Well, I'm sorry, families. I get emotional at 70 years old because I see our country failing, and it's really hard not to get angry about it. I do give a damn. I will do whatever I have to do as long as I'm still standing on this earth to protect you people. And I just want to wake you up. I don't want to make money on you. I really don't care about that at 70 years old. What am I going to do with a yacht? I don't have time to do a yacht thing, you know?
All right. We'll take the break here. Cody in Illinois, I'll take your call right after this break. Ron O'Donnell is my guest. We'll be right back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We are back. Ronald Donald is my guest today. Cody in Illinois. Hello, Cody.
Good afternoon, John. Ron, I appreciate all your information. Great guest there. I wanted to invite you all to the Globalist Cabal, the Federal Reserve meeting, there in Jackson, at the Jackson Lake Lodge on Grand Teton this week. They're having their meeting. I say we go protest the heck out of it. They're supposedly starting on Wednesday and go through Saturday.
Hmm.
And I'm going to try to get over there. And I don't know. What are the ideas we have, guys, to bring, you know, this money system is based on the bond of the people. So like you say, they're really not loaning you anything.
Right.
They're bonding the people. It's a big fraud.
Well, and Cody, I don't know if you heard me last week say that I looked at the Federal Reserve. The Congress has wanted to audit the Federal Reserve for a number of years, and they've always resisted and said, well, no, you can't audit us. Well, it is bingo. They don't have the right unless they have an issue with the IRS. You will never see the government go in and do an audit on a private company unless they have already filed charges against them, and then they'll demand audit and everything else. Well, with this audit, Cody, I looked at their balance sheets, and lo and behold, the Treasury Department is responsible for the coinage, but not the paper. That's the Federal Reserve.
Right.
But they
list
the cash, the folding money, as not an asset, but a liability. That should speak volumes to anybody that understands anything.
And what did Kennedy try to do? And why? This is the reason he was killed by those.
It sure wasn't the mafia because, well, the casinos closed down there. No, it wasn't the mafia. That's for damn sure.
All you old guys that like JFK, you need to be over there. They were responsible for it. There's no doubt. And somehow we need to figure out. The only way I can think of to halfway do this thing peacefully is get sheriffs basically to say we're not going to foreclose, and that, you know, whatever's owed will be paid to the state. Because don't forget, guys, now look at your Constitution. They've used the necessary and proper clause to justify this. But if you look, it says no state shall accept as a payment in debt, I think, anything but gold or silver is how it's worded.
Mm-hmm.
So you could theoretically sue every state attorney general for allowing their state to send out taxes and such, demanding Federal Reserve notes. That's another way I was thinking of trying to get some attention to this matter is file a bunch of lawsuits. I don't know, Ron, maybe you can help me with that. That's what I've been thinking of trying to.
Well, you know, I first think what has to be done is the information needs to be imparted to the American people that, wait a minute, folks, do you understand? The Federal Reserve is a private corporation for profit. Once they understand that concept, they'll look at this matter in a completely different light. People still believe that the Federal Reserve, the FDA, the CDC, the FBI, the this, the that, and the other, oh, well, this is all part of the federal government. No, it's not. They're corporations.
They think they're actually loaning them something. They don't realize that that money was... People say it's not created out of thin air. Okay, it's not created out of thin air. It is based on the bond of the people, so they're really not loaning you anything.
No, they're putting you into bondage. Oh, that'd be a good word, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Cody, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right, sir. We'll take top of the hour break. My guest today, Ron O'Donnell, and we're talking about the origins of mortgage and who's really pulling whose strings. And I've learned a lot from this guy in his first hour. I've been looking at the Federal Reserve, you know, follow the money for three decades, but he just lowered the boom on me with who's controlling what. Holy mackerel. It's worse than I thought. We'll be back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're a listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.